You are listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's Flicks at 48 with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to have you back, Casey.
Here we go again.
Yes, and we are going to talk a bit about the Golden Globe Awards, but first, let's hear your review for this week.
Biopic films are an especially challenging mountain to climb, and some go too far to sanitize their subject or vilify them. The United States versus Billie Holiday miraculously doesn't fall into any of these metaphorical ravines. Directed by Lee Daniels, this film is adapted from the 2015 nonfiction book, Chasing the Scream, The First and Last Days of the War on Drugs, written by British journalist Johan Hari. The book gives a large overview of the U.S. government's criminalization of drug use throughout the 20th century up to today, profiling early public figures of this war, which include jazz singer Billie Holiday. So this film is not just an exploration of the triumphs and tragedies of the famous singer's life. It also shows how Billie Holiday was relentlessly targeted by the U.S. Federal Department of Narcotics to be arrested and jailed for her sporadic addiction to heroin in the 1940s and 50s. Getting arrested or thrown in jail was the ultimate goal for the U.S. federal government, to keep Billie Holiday from publicly singing the infamous song Strange Fruit, which gives an agonized and haunting portrait of a lynching. Combining so much information about Billie Holiday's stormy personal life with the sneaky work of federal agents, and including a number of her songs performed in their entirety, makes the film very full. Everyone better watch out for actress Andra Day at the Oscars this year. The film paints this extraordinary figure of music not as an inevitable casualty of black hardship, but as a politically historical example of courage, standing up against white supremacy years before the civil rights movement gained national prominence and greater momentum. Here's hoping this rich film receives more attention at the Oscars.
Well, speaking of Oscars and award season, Casey, the Golden Globes hosted their virtual awards ceremony last Sunday. Did you enjoy watching the awards, and did this virtual format work?
I thought the awards were a little awkward and not as exciting, and I think it was resulting from the co-host hosting the ceremony from two separate locations. I think that was the main reason that the awards ceremony wasn't as focused or as tight as it could have been.
Well, every year during awards season, we hear about the controversies. What were they this year for the Golden Globes?
The Golden Globes are organized and voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, so it's an organization of entirely foreign journalists and film critics from various countries all over the world. So because of that diversity, a lot of the nominees at the Golden Globes are usually much more diverse than most other award ceremonies. And this year was markedly different because a lot of the nominees were not very diverse. There were a handful of films that have received great critical acclaim but didn't get any attention at all at the Golden Globes. Those include the black drama Miss Juneteenth, as well as The White Tiger, that is about the lives of Indian children living in Asia. I still was glad, though, that certain films were included, like Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and The United States versus Billie Holiday, Nomadland, and Borat's subsequent movie film. I just had hoped that more of those kinds of films would have been included.
Let's talk about some of the awards that were handed out Sunday night. Who were the big winners?
I wasn't surprised about Chadwick Boseman winning Best Actor for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. I think he's going to be a shoo-in for winning the Oscar for Best Actor. The only real surprise, at least in the film categories, was Andra Day winning Best Actress in a Drama for The United States versus Billie Holiday. She's not a famous actress. This is her first movie she's ever done. I would be shocked if she doesn't win a number of other awards, including the Oscar for Best Actress.
Well, tell us, Casey, overall, were you happy about the films recognized this year? And what film would you have voted for to take the big prize for the night?
I guess I'm happy. I mean, Nomadland got a lot of attention for winning Best Director and Best Picture. Best Director, Chloe Zhao, who is only the second female to ever win the Best Director award at the Golden Globes. The first time was in 1984 when Barbara Streisand won Best Director for the movie musical Yentl. And I thought Nomadland would win. That film has a lot of powerful social commentary right now.
Finally, do you think the Golden Globe Awards influence voting for the Oscars in any way?
They do, but I don't think they do as much as they used to. I hope that a lot of the nominees for the films Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Judas and the Black Messiah, One Night in Miami, and The United States versus Billie Holiday, as well as Minari and Pieces of a Woman, those are really the only films that I'm really hoping for to get nominated. Mank as well.
All right, Casey, we will look forward to the Oscar nominations coming out on March 15th. In the meantime, we will continue our discussion on movies next week.
I can't wait.